Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
It is Friday, March 26th on the Pro Football Chase podcast, and joining me today is Wisconsin Whitewater offensive guard Quinn Miners. In 2019, Miners earned Associated Press First Team All-America, American Football Coaches Association First Team All-America, and First Team All-Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, among many other honors. So, Quinn, I know you've been busy preparing for the upcoming NFL draft. Thank you so much for taking the time. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. I'm back in Wisconsin and kind of enjoying the process. Yeah, I definitely have been really busy, but I think I'm managing it really well and excited to be on the podcast.
Great. So, Quinn, let's take it back to your high school days. I saw that you were a three-sport athlete participating in football, wrestling, track and field. You were even voted a Wisconsin All-State player on both the offense and defensive line. Despite that, you ended up at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, a D3 football program. Talk me through your decision to play for the Warhawks.
Yeah, my decision to play for the Warhawks, honestly, I didn't really have many options to go play football anywhere. I didn't have any Division I offers whatsoever, no phone calls, text messages, anything. And then I had one Division II offer in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and then a handful of Division III in Wisconsin. And Whitewater made the most sense for me. It was a school that had the education program that I wanted. It was close to home, and, on top of that, it had a really great football team.
What type of impact has Wisconsin Whitewater head coach Kevin Bullis had on your career?
Yeah, he's had a huge impact. He's instilled a lot of, great things into my lifestyle of always trying to get, 1% better, whether it be at your social life, your school or football life. And a lot of that stuff has helped me, stay consistent, at least through a lot of these. This past year has been tough for a lot of people, but if you stay true to, the simple basics that you do every single day, you can manage it a little bit better. So he's been a huge help with supporting me throughout this year and this process of, deciding, eventually to declare for the draft. And he was extremely supportive in, making sure that he was helping me make the right decision and that whatever decision I came to, he was going to help me, make the best out of it.
As previously mentioned, you earned First Team Associated Press Division III All-American in 2019, started all 15 games at left guard, and then in 2018, you attained First Team All-Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference status after starting all 14 games at left guard. So, Quinn, improving your craft as an offensive lineman, what were some factors that led to this successful development?
I think what kind of led to this successful development is I bought into the process that we have at Whitewater, and I bought into it fully, which it was, making sure I'm eating all the right things and, not being distracted on the weekends and, making sure I'm getting all the quality sleep and working as hard as I can in the weight room. And we have a really great coaching staff. And Coach Allen has helped me a lot with improving my technique and, not overloading, new ideas or new techniques and stuff, but kind of slowly adding new tools to my tool belt. And it's been a great progression throughout Whitewater.
You declared for the 2021 NFL draft in December since the Warhawks did not play in the fall due to COVID-19. How did you manage to stay in shape without a 2020 season?
That's a great question. So I was able to work out at a gym in Waukesha, Wisconsin called Next Level. Kind of the main faces you'll know that work out there are all the Watt brothers, JJ, TJ and Derek Watt all train there, and they're actually there right now. But so I trained as hard as I could you know, for, until my opportunity arose. And, you know, I ultimately made the decision to kind of better myself, you know, with an educated decision, and decided to declare. And, you know, that's all I could do, was control what I can control, and what kind of, what I could control was my effort every single day in the weight room.
Quinn, was it hard for you knowing that your final year there at Wisconsin Whitewater, no football season? I mean, did you get that itch to want to resume play and get back with your teammates?
It was definitely a really tough decision, because I knew that there was unfinished business at Whitewater, because, you know, unfortunately, you know, we did lose in the national championship game, and it would have been nice, you know, to play out my senior year of football like many other seniors across the country that weren't able to play. And so that was something that, you know, it was a really hard decision, but, you know, I definitely talked to my teammates. You know, we had a nice, you know, kind of group chat, and I kind of let them know what my decision was going to be. And, you know, I just have had tons of support, you know, from the coaching staff and my teammates and stuff. So it's been a really kind of, it's a cool experience to have that kind of support in the background.
Well, it did pay off, because Jim Nagy offered you an invite to the Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, which is where you shined and made a name for yourself. How did that week of competition benefit you?
That week of the Senior Bowl, really, I mean, it definitely helped my draft stock and stuff like that. So, you know, being a Division III football player, or a small school player just in general, an easy write-off that scouts are going to have on you is, you know, your level of competition. Like, you haven't played against Big Ten, SEC, or whoever, ACC, whatever you want to, you know, the Big Five, Power Five conferences. And so that was the big thing that I needed to, you know, address. I needed to address that question at the Senior Bowl or whatever bowl game, but the Senior Bowl is where I ended up going. And it was awesome to be able to do that throughout the week. It was, you know, there were a lot of things thrown at me. It was, you know, I didn't play football season. I'm going to go play my first, you know, game of football in over a year at the Senior Bowl with some of the best competition, and also learning a new position on the spot. So it was definitely a lot of new things, but I think I handled the situation well, and I did everything I wanted to do at the Senior Bowl.
Quinn, you were a standout all week long, despite a hand injury that kept you out of the actual ball game. I have to ask you this, though. Did you arrive in Mobile with full confidence that you were going to hold your own against some of the top Power 5 defensive linemen?
So if I'm being 100% honest, honestly, I had a lot of you know, ups and downs kind of emotionally of like what could or couldn't happen. And I think I've always been that kind of person where I kind of play out like tons of scenarios all the time. So when it came out to going out there on the practice field, I was really, you know, motivated and determined, and I was honestly pretty confident. But, you know, my initial mindset going in was, you know, I'm probably going to be, you know, my initial thought was I'm going to be fighting for my life every rep. But it turned out, you know, very quickly that I found out that, you know, I was, you know, kind of just like these guys. You know, I'm big, I'm strong, and I can move pretty well. And I think I've, you know, started to fit in really quickly and also start to stand out a little bit throughout the week.
And as you mentioned, I mean, you hadn't strapped on the pads all season until the Senior Bowl, and you were going up against top defensive linemen that are just finishing up their football season. And, you know, you get those jitters every time you put on the pads for the first time in a long time. Did you feel those nervous emotions when you strapped on the pads for the first day of practice?
So the nerves for me, they really started on the bus ride, and that kind of that initial walk into the locker room before practice. But as soon as that helmet went on, man, and, you know, I had the gloves strapped up, the cleats tied up, and everything was already strapped up and ready, and I jogged through the tunnel to get out to the practice field, there it just clicked. Like, it was all pure gone. It was only confidence. You know, there's a little bit of anger, and there's, you know, a lot of emotions that kind of helped me, you know, be prepared for that moment of being out there for the first time in a long time. And it was really awesome to, you know, to be able to flush that out, because that 20-minute bus ride to the stadium was quite the roller coaster of emotion.
You know, you also played for Brian Flores and the Dolphins staff, the national team, and you're working with...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With NFL coaches, and you're going from, man, Wisconsin Whitewater, next thing you know, you're on a playing field being coached by NFL veterans that have been around the game, that have coached up some of the best in the league. So how did you handle their coaching, and what did you learn from it?
I think I handled the situation, you know, really well. I kind of took up the mindset of just, you know, kind of being myself and, you know, and just try to learn as much as possible. And it was really, you know, cool to have that experience of learning from, you know, these NFL coaches and being able to talk with them and have conversation. And it was also really cool. So I'm not sure a lot of people know this, but the running back coach of the Dolphins is actually an alumni from Whitewater. And I think he just recently got promoted to assistant offensive coordinator. So shout out to the Warhawk alums out there that are making a difference as well. But no, it was really cool. I learned a lot from them. And not only did I learn a lot from the coaches, but I also learned a lot from the players that were there.
Ali Marpet and Ben Bartsch are a couple of D3 offensive linemen that have made it to the NFL. What makes you believe that you'll be the next?
What makes me believe that I'll be the next is my hard work that I'm willing to do every single day, and you know the preparation I'm willing to do to make sure I'm ready for my opportunity. And I think how quickly I was able to learn things at the Senior Bowl. I think I proved, you know, not only did I prove a lot of people wrong that, you know, that talked about me, I also proved a lot of people right. And more importantly, I proved myself right and have been able to build a lot of confidence here. And I think I'm going to be able to make, you know, a really solid career in the NFL.
You mentioned learning a new position on the spot there in Mobile. You play left guard at Wisconsin Whitewater, but you obviously can play the other side as well. Speak on your versatility to play multiple spots at the next level.
It's huge to be able to be versatile in the next level because, you know, you only travel, I believe, 8 offensive linemen, you know, and that's pretty, you don't have a backup for every spot. So you want to be able to, if you're not a starter and you play in the interior, you want to be able to have that versatility of left, right, and center, just because that's so valuable to be able to have. And center is honestly the most foreign position compared to guard because you have to snap a football. And so that was something I wanted to show at the Senior Bowl, is that I was, you know, working on my versatility, and the opportunity presented itself, and I was ready for it.
This pre-draft process, much like last year, because of COVID-19, there's no visits at the team's facility, so it's a lot of Zoom calls. Quinn, I'm sure you've been talking to a lot of teams leading up to next month's draft. How has that been for you, you know, every single day talking with different team reps? How have you been able to enjoy it as you prepare for what's ahead?
I've had so much fun throughout this process, being able to, you know, meet and talk with so many, you know, different people and learn. And, you know, like I keep bringing up learning, but I'm able to learn in a lot of these meetings as well. Of, you know, maybe if I'm in one interview and, you know, they're installing a play and I didn't quite grasp it enough. Maybe I didn't take good enough notes. And I'm constantly kind of learning different things in these Zoom calls. And that definitely, it can be stressful at times just because, you know, some days, like, you know, I can have 3-4, you know, hour-long calls with teams. And, you know, you got to constantly keep showing, you know, who you are and not, you know, you can't be a little fatigued or tired. You want to make sure you present yourself the best way and who you are. So it's definitely been you know, a really fun process, and I'm really excited to, you know, kind of wrap it up this next month and see what draft night holds.
We are just about 1 month out from the NFL draft. Do you have any draft weekend plans as of now?
As of now, I'm planning on keeping it, you know, pretty relaxed. I'm just going to go back to my hometown in Hartford, Wisconsin, and just, you know, hang out with my family and my girlfriend and kind of keep the circle small and kind of like the original group of people that have been with me since the beginning of this whole journey, and just kind of enjoy that together.
Do you want to give any special shout outs to your family or teammates that have been instrumental in your success and your development?
Yeah, I would like to give, you know, three solid shout outs. First shout out would definitely be Brad Arnett, the owner of Next Level. Of, you know, that's the place that I train at. You know, he's really helped, you know, mold my body into what I wanted it to be. And he's always been, you know, someone that's been supporting me throughout this process and helping me a lot. Another person that's in my corner is my dad. And, you know, I had to really reevaluate my diet, and he's kind of helped me a lot, you know, not only, you know, being someone I can lean on to and ask advice for, but he's also helped me with, you know, financial stuff, with, you know, having enough, you know, the correct food and having enough money for things and constantly always being there for me. And another person that deserves a shout out as well is, you know, there's a lot of stress going on me, but, you know, you got to look at, you know, I have a girlfriend of 5 years here coming up, and, you know, she's been kind of going through this process as well. And, you know, she's been really strong and someone I can also lean on for stuff. So those are the three people that, you know, have had a really big impact this past year, especially.
That's awesome. You always need a strong support team, and I'm glad you're able to rely on those people. What is your message to players that may have also been overlooked by D1s and D2s and the FCS level that have aspirations to play in the NFL? What would you tell them to eventually become the best version of themselves?
It always, my always piece of advice that I give to people is, you know, you gotta, you know, always work hard, man. Like, and it's not only just going to the weight room and showing up and working hard there. There's so many aspects of your life that you gotta, you know, always, you know, work hard at. And I think a phrase that I've been saying is, you know, hard work will always pay off, but you can't control when it's going to pay you. So, I mean, I've been working my butt off since high school, and I mean, I didn't know when it was going to pay off, and now here I am, you know, seven years later, it's now starting to really pay off, all the hard work I've been doing the last couple of years. And, you know, if someone, you know, is overlooking you and stuff, or, you know, you got to find your home at a place, you know, wherever school that is, you got to find your place that makes you feel like you're at home, and it's a great culture, and it's somewhere that you can keep developing, not only as a football player, but you also develop your social self. And, you know, going to school is also, you know, getting an education. And if you have an opportunity to go, you know, Division I, get your school paid for and stuff, but that's super important. And, you know, the transfer portal for me was never something I wanted to entertain, but that's definitely a tool. But you have to just make sure you make, you know, educated decisions and constantly work hard.
That's a great message right there from Quinn Miner, Wisconsin Whitewater offensive guard. Now, Quinn, your name has been buzzing on social media, and you have fans clamoring for their team to draft you. How does that make you feel, knowing that you got a lot of NFL fans wanting you to end up on their favorite squad?
It's really special to have that attention. You know, that's something that I've never really, you know, ever had before. And to be able to have so many people that, you know, really enjoyed what I did at the Senior Bowl and are able to kind of, you know, deep dive into who I am as a person and see what I can bring to the table. It's really cool to, you know, to see that kind of support. And, you know, I definitely try to, you know, reach back out whenever I do see some of that support. You know, I try to make sure I'm, you know, whether I like their comment or say something back to them, you know, every single message that I've gotten on Instagram. I mean, since the Senior Bowl, I've probably gotten almost 2,000 direct messages, and I've responded to every single one of them.
Wow. And,
yeah, I know a lot of people delete them or don't ever pay attention to them, but I find like a big thing to, you know, if it's not time to say something to me, I'll find the time to say something back. And I know if I just say one little hi or something, that'll make someone's day, and that's really special to me to be able to do that for people.
Well, Quinn, there's no doubt you're a special person, a special player, and I cannot wait to see you get to the next level. You're a great dude, easy to talk to. I know that you got a bright future ahead, and you're also an inspiration to a lot of players that are also coming from the D3 ranks, trying to make a name for themselves. You certainly did that when you were given the opportunity there in Mobile, Alabama. So the best to you, Quinn. I really wish you well as you continue your preparations for the upcoming NFL draft.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really can't wait and see what happens. I really appreciate the support.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.